Hello, I'm Andy Richardson and welcome to your Shropshire Star podcast. It's plenty to look forward to in next week's Shropshire Star. I'm joined by Deputy Editor John Simcock. John, what's coming up next week?
Big week next week, Andy. We've got the Labour Party conference at Manchester. Gordon Brown, make or break week for him. His big speech on Tuesday. Our man, John Hipwood, our London editor, he'll be there bringing us all the news from the conference. Can Brown survive? We'll wait and see.
I'm joined by features writer Ben Bentley, who this week has been on the trail of a former IT consultant who's turned to the pub trade. Ben, can you tell us what your story's about?
Indeed, yes. Dave Goldingay set up a microbrewery, an independent brewery, in the premises of the former Merrythought factory on the banks of the River Severn in Ironbridge. His wife thought he was a bit crazy. He hated his job as an IT consultant, decided to do what he loves, brewing beer, drinking it, and it's a huge success, the Ironbridge brewery.
And so isn't Merrythought, that's where they made, isn't that the world-famous teddy bears? And now they're brewing beer where they made the teddy bears.
Indeed it is. When he first moved into the premises, the room was just full of teddy bears just lying there, kind of dejected. And he sort of turned it around, bought loads of new equipment, and he can't produce his brews fast enough.
Fascinating story. Thanks, Ben. It's been another big week on the business front with lots of doom and gloom in the economy. I'm joined by business editor Amy Bold. Amy, lots to talk about this week.
It has. It's been a really strange week. It started off at the beginning with Lehman Brothers, the big US investment bank, which announced it was going into administration, prompting the Federal Reserve to come in with a rescue package for it. That had a knock-on effect in markets really across the world. The FTSE dropped below 5,000 by Monday, and one of the biggest losers was Halifax Bank of Scotland. But midweek, Lloyds TSB stepped in to help out, and they have put up a £12 billion acquisition takeover deal. Paying about 232 pence for the Halifax shares. It could mean major job losses of around 40,000, although the chief executive of the new bank says that he doesn't recognise that figure. So it's going to be a wait and see.
And also, I think locally, we've got inflation 4.7% and more bad news on the job figures.
Sure. Inflation was expected to top about 4.6. It's gone up 0.1% above that, which has prompted yet another letter from the Bank of England Governor Mervyn King to Alistair Darling to explain how he's going to bring the rate of inflation down. It's likely to top 5% by the end of the year. And if you put that with the highest level of unemployment in a decade, it's been a really tough week for the government on the finance front.
And so finally, locally, difficult times for businesses in Shropshire.
Yeah, sure. Businesses are having a tough time. A lot of them are trying to remain optimistic in the face of the credit crunch. But they're having problems with staff at the moment, particularly Blockley's Bricks, which is a company in Telford, been here over 100 years, employs 130 people. It's announced this week that it's going to have to look at redundancies because it's not going to make it over the winter if it doesn't.
Thanks very much, Amy. There's plenty to look forward to in next week's Shropshire Star with a full range of supplements and special reports. Motoring, business, education, food, drink, entertainment are all covered in depth. There's also a fascinating feature from Ben Bentley about the Hello Girls. They're the girls from Wellington who, 45 years ago, used to answer the telephone switchboards before the advent of mobile phones. Read Ben's piece in next week's Shropshire Star.